The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from Good Housekeeping, Weird Pains That Ruin Your Fun. Here's how to keep three common on-the-go aches from spoiling your outings. First, museum legs. You're touring the Blockbuster Van Gogh exhibition or making your way through a shopping mall when you're overcome with that lead-in-the-legs feeling that leaves you shuffling your feet and desperate to collapse on the nearest bench. Why it happens? Walking slowly and making frequent stops can actually require more energy than walking at your regular pace. When there's so much start and stop, you don't get the benefit of momentum, says Jonathan Lokitzer, owner of Healing Motion Physical Therapy in Brooklyn. Walking at a more brisk pace gets your blood pumping and all your circulation going. So if you might linger at an exhibit, wear supportive cushioned shoes, hit the stairs instead of using an elevator, and vary your pace to pump up your energy. When your legs start to ache or drag, stretch your calves by placing both hands against a wall, stepping back with one leg, and pressing down with the heel to stretch the muscle, then repeating on the other side. Car trip butt. When you're spending hours seated in a car, a train, or a plane, your bottom gets achy. Your lower back can become sore, and you might even experience a flare-up of sciatica. Why it happens? Everyone's body has a different tolerance for sitting in one position for long periods, says Claire Morrow, senior physical therapy consultant at Hinge Health. Sitting can leave your muscles stiff or sore as you're missing out on the natural joint lubrication that comes from moving around. Also, blood circulation slows down when you're inert, so freshly oxygenated blood isn't flowing to your muscles as well as it could, Morrow notes. What to do? Consider buying an ergonomic seat cushion for long car rides, and be sure to get out of the car or up from your plane or train seat often to stretch your muscles, even if you're just walking in circles in a parking lot or back and forth in an aisle. Exaggerate the walking movement by swinging your arms and taking longer strides, Morrow suggests. And baseball headache. It can occur any time you're at an alfresco event with lots of sun overhead. A headache, eye pain, and general spaciness. Why it happens? When you're outside for a long time, the light and the glare from things the light is reflecting off of can be very strong and can trigger a headache in some people, says Sarah E. Volbracht, an associate professor of neurology at Columbia University Irving Medical Center. Squinting at the sun can create painful tension in your face, too, she adds. What to do? Wear shades with anti-glare lenses and a wide-brimmed hat, and take frequent indoor breaks, especially when the sun is at its peak. This is a good excuse for a couple of concession runs during the game, so your group can grab snacks along with plenty of water, says Dr. Fulbright. Bring painkillers such as Tylenol as well, so that if you feel a headache coming on, you can nip it in the bud. Podcast. Feel inspired by L.A. Rising. After the devastated L.A. wildfires swept through California earlier this year, wellness podcaster Kim Marshall was inspired to share the stories of the courageous heroes on the front lines and offer vital support to those impacted by the disaster. Since launching the hashtag L.A.Rising podcast has equipped listeners with resources to navigate grief and recovery, covering everything from physical self-care techniques to information on fire-related grants and scholarships. Tune in on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to hear powerful stories of support and hope. A couple of viral hacks for good health. Clear a clogged nose by humming. TikTok users are buzzing about a tactic that eases congestion, nasal humming. Exhale slowly while you hum, and Swedish scientists say the gentle vibration opens sinus passages, allowing for better airflow in just 5 seconds. To keep congestion from returning, continue humming daily. It spurs a 15-fold spike in nitric oxide inside the nose, fighting off the bacteria, fungi, and inflammation at the root of your stuffiness so you can breathe freely. Well, free and easy. I love solutions like that. Or you can cool off by filling a sink with cold water. Submerge your hand and forearm on the side where your nose feels most blocked for 5 minutes. The cold constricts blood vessels on that side of your nose, improving airflow. And foil a migraine with French fries? When Millie Hancock shared a video of her at McDonald's ordering a large cola and fries to stop a migraine, it garnered thank yous from viewers who said it worked for them too. So does caffeine block certain pain receptors, reducing discomfort, says Kevin Weber, MD, neurologist at the Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center. Then the salt with the fries helps fix an electrolyte imbalance, and carbs ease hunger, which is key since both can contribute to migraines. Or you can take D. Getting the recommended 600 IU of vitamin D3 daily may reduce your migraine risk, a new study found. D tames inflammation and regulates serotonin, which help keep these types of headaches at bay. From Woman's World, boost your savings with the right bank. Tired of your bank nickel and diming you with fees or paying next to no interest on your savings? Well, you're not alone. A Go Banking Rates survey shows that more than a third of us are so dissatisfied with our current bank that we've considered switching. Fortunately, it's easy to find a new home for your checking and savings accounts while ditching fees and growing your money. All it takes is visiting bankrate.com, that's BANKRATE.com, or wallethub.com, WALLETHUB.com. To compare banks and credit unions. Here a few nest egg building features to look for. Zero in on no fee checking. Monthly service charges often fall between $5 and $15, which can drain up to $180 from your account each year. But you don't have to lose that money. As many as 47% of accounts charge no monthly fees, reveals Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief financial analyst. Another 46% of them waive these fees when you set up direct deposit from your paycheck or Social Security benefit. Some banks also remove the charge when you keep a minimum balance or make a certain number of debit card transactions each month. Chase Total Checking, for example, drops its $12 monthly fee when you receive at least $500 in electronic deposits, keep a daily minimum balance of $1,500, or maintain an average of $5,000 across all linked Chase Bank accounts. Seek free overdraft options. About 28% of us have accidentally written a check or charged our debit card for more than what was available in our account. Unfortunately, banks can impose a fee as high as $37 for each overdraft. And those charges stack up quickly if we don't realize our balance has dipped into the red. The good news, you can easily avoid this fee by turning on low balance alerts so your bank notifies you when funds drop. Here, more ways banks are helping customers sidestep overdraft fees. Nix it all together. McBride says 36% of financial institutions don't charge for overdrafts at all. They don't let the payment go through if there's not enough in the account to cover it. Offer a grace period. Some banks give you 24 or 48 hours to restore your balance before they charge a fee. Building a buffer. You may not get charged unless you go over by a certain amount, such as $25 or $50. And the easiest thing to do, linking another account. Banks can pull funds from a connected savings or checking account to cover the shortfall, should one happen. Earn higher interest. To earn more interest on your money, consider an online bank. The average traditional savings account pays just 0.4% interest, while high-yield online savings accounts pay more than 4%, a tenfold difference, says McBride. EverBank and OpenBank, for example, currently offer 4.3% interest. If you have a $5,000 balance, that's the difference between earning just $20 a year versus a whopping $215. If you prefer the convenience of a local branch for checking, you can still grow your savings online. No need to keep all your accounts in one place, says McBride, because the best spot for checking might not be the best spot for savings. Plus, most online accounts let you link to an outside bank so you can easily transfer money between. And last, take advantage of perks. With so many banks and credit unions available to choose from, many of them are working harder to win your business by offering perks. Some banks have a savings program that lets you set up automatic transfers from your checking to your savings account, or round up purchases to the nearest dollar and stash away the difference. It's a simple way to build savings without even thinking about it. Other benefits you might find include waiving one-time penalty fees, like extra withdrawals from savings, and senior discounts, such as a free safe deposit box. With just a little comparison shopping, you can find the right places for your accounts. Last week we did ways to assist people in their cancer fight. This week, loving ways to celebrate cancer survivors. And they offer three. Remember the date. Mark their cancerversary, the date that they were announced cancer-free, on your calendar, on your phone. It's not just a medical milestone. It's a day to celebrate their life and their fight. Bring them a sweet treat or send a handwritten card on this special day each year to recognize their strength, healing, and what they have overcome. Host a party. Ask your loved one if they would be up for celebrating and pick a date to host a special party in their honor. Log on to Pinterest and search Celebrate Life Cancer Survivor Party Ideas for fun and exciting ways to decorate and plan a memorable party to celebrate their life. Ask guests to sign a book or bring a card with words of encouragement and love to share with their survivor. And cherish each moment. Plan an outing, a day trip, or special day to spend quality time together. Write down relaxing activities, a hobby to learn, or a new place to visit on slips of paper, and put them all in a bowl. Draw one, then organize a day to spend together, whether it's taking a watercolor painting class or a trip to a nearby town for lunch. Make new memories and soak up each moment. Great at any age, three tiny tweaks for a healthier heart. A few small changes can make a big difference in improving your cardiovascular health. The payoff? A study in eClinical Medicine found that a fitter heart can help add up to 5 healthy years to your life. First, try exercise snacks. A new study in Circulation magazine found that among people who don't exercise, those who weave in around 5 minutes a day of brisk incidental movement, like carrying groceries or taking the stairs, cut their risk of heart attack or stroke by up to 38%. How? Tiny bursts of movement. Anything that makes you breathe a little bit harder, get your heart pumping, burn energy, and improve blood sugar and fat levels, giving your heart a workout even if you never break a sweat. Cue up a chill mix. You know music soothes the soul, but a Serbian study finds that it helps your heart too. When heart attack sufferers taking medication added 30 minutes of soothing music to their day, they experienced a 25% drop In heart-related problems like angina, which is chest pain and pressure, compared to those who relied on medication alone. According to the researchers, calming songs dial down the body's fight-or-flight response, reducing stress on the heart. And pour 5 glasses. Start your day by measuring out 40 ounces of water into a pitcher, then sip throughout the day. Loma Linda University research suggests that women who adopt the simple habit may lower their risk of a heart attack by as much as 41% compared to those who drink 16 ounces or less. Water helps keep blood flowing smoothly, making it harder for it to produce clots that block blood flow to the heart, the leading cause of heart attacks. And pro tips, how to stop wasting water at home. They offer 3 fixes. The shower fix. Place a bucket on the floor underneath the shower head. Then let the cold water collect inside. Move once the water gets warm. Use that cold water to wash your car, water your plants, or flush the toilet. The hand washing fix. Wet your hands with cold water. Turn off the faucet. Lather for 20 seconds. Rinse with cold water. According to the CDC, water temperature does not affect germ removal, and cold water is less irritating to the skin. And the toilet fix. Make a single flush toilet more efficient by installing an adjustable flapper that shortens the chain of the flapper. This transforms a conventional toilet that uses 5 to 7 gallons of water into one that uses just 2.5 gallons. And a scam beware, watch out for water filter fraud. Someone knocking on your door offering water tests? Don't let them in. Scammers are going door to door claiming that your area's tap water is contaminated. Then they use bogus test results to push expensive filters that you don't need. If you're worried about your water, call your utility department to get the facts for free. Shed excess pounds with oatmeal. Dieters are raving about the TikTok fiber maxing trend, which involves pairing low-calorie meals with fiber-rich foods to slim down. A Texas Woman's University study found that people who cut calories and added more fiber to their diets with foods like oatmeal, lentils, and pears lost 6 pounds more over 6 months than calorie cutters who didn't up their fiber intake. Why? Fiber slows digestion, keeping you fuller for longer, so you eat less. A quick clever solution for quick browning avocados. Rather than slicing your avocado in half and splitting it open, which exposes a lot of surface area so it goes brown quicker, cut the top of the fruit off horizontally. Then use a knife or spoon to scoop the flesh out from the top. This way, you're exposing only the small amount on the top while leaving the majority of the fruit undercover and safe from oxidation. Also smart, store your avocados in water. This minimizes contact with oxygen and helps prevent browning while helping it stay fresh. And they have an avocado 4-in-1 avocado tool by company Avocuado, A-V-O-Q-U-A-D-O, and it says it's safe, has a dull blade, a pit gripper, and flexible meat scooper, and can be found on chefn.com, C-H-E-F-N.com, and runs about $14. And to use up your avocados, we've got chunky guacamole. Here's what we need. 2 avocados, pitted, peeled. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. 1 tablespoon finely chopped, seeded jalapeno pepper. 1 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1 scallion finely chopped. 1/4 cup chopped cilantro. Tortilla chips. And optional lime wedges. In a bowl with a fork, coarsely mash avocados together. Stir in fresh lime juice, chopped jalapeno, garlic powder, and salt until blended. Then stir in scallion and fresh cilantro until combined. Serve with tortilla chips and, if desired, lime wedges. And it says this serves 4, active and total time 15 minutes. And an easy variation for super creamy guac, stir in 1/3 cup of sour cream. For bacon and tomato guacamole, stir in 1/3 cup bacon bits or chopped cooked bacon and 1/2 cup diced seeded tomato. Steakhouse bacon burgers. It says you can shape the patties the night before, store them covered in the fridge till ready to air fry. This is done in the air fryer, okay. 4 servings, active time 20 minutes, total time is 30. We need 4 slices bacon, 1 pound of ground beef, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, 8 slices of cheddar cheese, 1/4 cup ketchup, 4 seeded brioche buns, split and toasted, 4 lettuce leaves, and crispy fried onions, which you can buy, or you can make your own. If you want to make your own, thinly slice an onion, toss with 2 tablespoons cornmeal, spritz with cooking spray. Air fry 20 minutes, shaking the basket often. Now, back to the bacon steakhouse bacon burgers. Place crisper plate in the basket of 7-quart air fryer, coat with cooking spray. Place basket in air fryer. Heat to air fry at 400 degrees. Place bacon in the basket, air fry until crisp but still pliable, about 8 minutes. Then cut the slices in half. In a large bowl, combine beef, salt, pepper, onion powder, and garlic powder. Using your fingers, mix until just combined. Divide into 8 portions. Gently press each portion into a 4-inch circle. In 2 batches, place patties in the air fryer. Air fry until brown, 4 to 5 minutes for medium, or until your desired doneness. Top with cheese. Air fry until melted, another 30 seconds. Divide in evenly. Spread ketchup on the cut sides of the bun bottoms. Top each with a lettuce leaf. Top each with 2 burger patties, then 1 slice of bacon. If desired, add bun tops. 1 slice of bacon would be the 2 halves, though. Okay. How about chicken enchiladas? 2 tablespoons oil, 1 onion diced, 1 red bell pepper diced, 2 10-ounce cans of enchilada sauce, 1 pound of ground chicken, 1/3 cup chopped cilantro, 12 6-inch flour tortillas, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, arugula, sour cream, and pico de gallo, optional. This is going to make 6 servings, by the way. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 55. Heat oven to 375. In a pot, heat oil over medium-high. Add onion and pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally until starting to soften, 5 minutes. Add chicken. Cook, stirring until no longer pink, 5 minutes. Reserve 1 cup of sauce. In a 9x13 dish, spoon 1/2 cup sauce. Stir remaining sauce and cilantro into the pot. Simmer 5 minutes. Dividing evenly, spoon chicken mixture over tortillas. Top each with 1 tablespoon cheese. Roll up and place in casserole dish, seam side down. Top with reserved sauce and remaining cheese. Bake until hot and cheese is melted, 20 minutes. If desired, top with arugula, sour cream, and pico de gallo. How about fruity almond chocolate bark? Doesn't say how long this takes. 6 cups dark chocolate chips. Well, we're starting off good. 4 tablespoons vegetable shortening. 2 cups blanched almonds, chopped. 1 1/2 cups golden raisins or currants. 2 teaspoons grated orange peel or candied orange peel, and flaky sea salt. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. In a glass bowl, microwave chocolate in 1-minute intervals until smooth. Stir in shortening. Fold in 1.5 cups almonds and raisins. Spread over sheets, dividing evenly. Top with remaining nuts, orange peel, and salt. Chill 2 hours. Remove bark from parchment. Break apart into pieces. Store covered in a cool, dry place. And it says it serves 12. And it also, in an effort to make it sound healthy, it says that when you pair almonds and dark chocolate like this, it boosts your DHEA with every tasty bite. Now, if instead of bark you prefer fudge, we got nutty dark chocolate fudge. 18 ounces dark chocolate chips or chopped dark chocolate, about 3 cups worth. 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk. 1/4 teaspoon almond extract. 1/8 teaspoon salt. And 2 cups pistachio nuts chopped. Line an 8-inch square pan with enough foil to overhang the edges by 2 inches. Combine chocolate, sweetened condensed milk, almond extract, and salt in a pot over medium-low heat. Cook, stirring until melted and smooth, 4 to 5 minutes. Remove from heat and fold in the pistachios. Spread into the pan, smoothing the top. Chill until set, about 2 hours. Using the foil, lift fudge from the pan and cut into 1-inch squares, which are, it looks like, about 1 inch high, too. Makes 32 of those little squares. Each bite of creamy dark chocolate fudge is packed with pain-relieving compounds. And an all-star shortcut, 1 rotisserie chicken, so many delicious dinner possibilities. Here's some things you can do with your rotisserie chicken. First, chicken salad, of course. Chopped chicken, mayo, Dijon mustard, red onion, celery. How about buffalo chicken dip? Cream cheese, sour cream, buffalo hot sauce, finely shredded chicken, and jack and blue cheese. Barbecue chicken pizza. You need your dough. You can buy a pre-done shell, or you can make your own. Barbecue sauce, chopped chicken, mozzarella, and sliced red onion. And last, chicken enchiladas. Shredded chicken, corn tortillas, enchilada sauce, onion, and pepper jack cheese. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Catch you next time. Thank you.